In terms of the transfer compliance that was picked up, which was the non-compliance relating to probably about three or main things that were happened. One was around the performing issues that we investigated. There were acquisition processes, which actually have led to some of the issues that the AG would have raised. And what was done subsequent to that is that we, important, Honorable Chairman, mentioned that we have managed to review the SASA supply chain management processes, both the practice notes, the directives, and also the syndication processes. This was a process gap that was identified during the audit, which was done. And because one part of it was more of the actual function. This is the recognition of the actual. That's one big issue that actually we had a problem with the Auditor General around it. And then what the Auditor General said was that the actual as represented in the financial statement actually were not correct. And when we went through the transition, yes, we found that there were approvals which were not valid. So approval means that we have enjoyed the service, but we have not paid the supplier. And then there were transactions that were found not to be valid. And what we did, we went through every line before the Auditor General finished actually his work. And we found actually, yes, it was correct, and we removed all of them. Subsequent to that, we had to build in internal control to say that monthly how we're going to really reconcile our books actually to be able to validate and pick up the error. The second error that was picked by the Auditor General had to do with what was called leave provision, which means that at the end of the financial year, we needed to take the balance of leave that is left for every officer. You need to multiply it by a particular percentage to be able to say how much you owe a particular official in a bank that official was leaving the organization. And we picked out the short term system in one day, did not recognize the day of the 1st of January. It recognized the working day instead of the public holiday. And we picked out the fact that there were issues relating to the system that we used at a particular point. The days that were taken in April were accounted for in March, so they were started in March, and we went through every transaction. So we had a team of people that worked across the board actually to correct those elements in relation to those. And I can probably say that actually we have been actually put in all the corrective measures that were required by the AG. And this was done just before the AG finishes that work. And later on, the Auditor General was able to present that SASA financial statement failed to present the position of the agency for the period ended 31st March 2014. This is acknowledged as well as the work was a lot done in session today. In terms of the predetermined objectives, we know that the Auditor General has expressed an opinion to say that there are no material findings relating to the achievement of the target. And once the Auditor General has reviewed the target and has confirmed that with the audit, we were given a validated report that has been presented by the CEO, which has been leading to the financial position. My last comment would be to say that when we reach the financial position and the expenditure, we need to understand that the AG will require that you need to achieve 99% of the target to really qualify the achievement. It happens in other nations that may have achieved 98 or 97, and it will still be recorded as an achievement. But the expenditure relating to that achievement of the 98 is a significant expenditure that needs to be taken into cognizance when we finalize. I will allow the CEO actually to take the process. Thank you.
Thank you. And pas de la place, car je reconnais sa route. Or doesn't go anywhere, but it ensures that they go in seconds, demand pension, increases, bonus, or EPWP. So I think also, though we are so passionate about not going to bed hungry, we must also be responsible citizens in terms of our own government. Can I open the you are already in Mama Wilson Noel was upset, and then Mama Abraham will you see how those areas where you come from are expressed in what I've already identified. Can I see the other? Yes, I've already, yes, you are acknowledged. So we've got four for now. Thank you very much. Honorable Maxim, Honorable Abraham, Siskeni, Honorable Mkuron, I started with you. You are on the floor, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Father, for the presentation. I'm going to cut to the chase. And I've followed my orders. You have followed my orders. Most alarming out of this whole task audit is that in the briefing that we had from the AG with regards to the drivers of internal control, they measured four key sections in their audit, half of which are under leadership, some are under the financial performance and management, and the rest of government. 14 key areas. SASA created huge concerns on 11 out of 14. And 5 of those are under leadership, 5 of those are under financial performance and management, and 1 is under government. I think that is alarming. I think that is really alarming, because these are management indicators, and you've created huge concerns on 11 out of 14. I think we have a management crisis in Gaza. That is my opinion. Of huge concern, and the chair has raised it, and I don't want to talk about the corruption that the people out there are doing by registering kids and things that they shouldn't. I'm very concerned about the corruption within SASA. We have spent, and it is budgeted, over 70 million rand on fraud and investigation to try to address this problem in SASA. Last week I was in the city of Kumpi. I was at the Sekukudu old age home where they were doing a cash payout. There were about 212 people in the queue when I got there, and at least 100 of those were key evidence. Of 55 rand per month being taken off for prepaid aircraft, 60 rand a month being taken off their grant for electricity. Since I put that information out, I have now got information coming in from 5 other water authorities with exactly the same evidence, and my question is, where are we with stopping the corruption within the department? Now, the CEO, you said we have got 220 staff being brought to book. It's quite a staggering number being brought to book, and yet we hear that in 5 pay points in 1 week, these illegal deductions are still going on. I think this is a situation that needs to be really, really seriously addressed. It is actually quite a lot. Thank you, Chair.
I'm tempted to think maybe this is a comprehensive question. What members allow us to allow a response to this question before we put other questions? It's up to you. But the question is really comprehensive and requires that it does not delay, it is not delayed for others in it. Yes.
Agree with you, Chair, with your permission, if I can put up either the same question. To say that if the department is also in a position to respond around the recent political issue where there is a from a particular political party who is enjoying a social card, or like, okay, no, that card that is from the Democratic Alliance. So if that matter can also be clarified in this matter. The name, the details of the card of the accused, I mean, alleged are also relevant. So the point I want to make is that you might be confused. As the committee here, must be able to zero such issues. Thank you.
Yes, that's why I was saying, when we look into this matter of corruption and the increasing poverty out there, we should look on even around ourselves. So I don't know whether the member will be responding now, but if there are similar questions, then we give them a follow-up to this particular one. Okay, so I can we give you, or Minister, it's upon your discretion, who responds to that question.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think what we need to appreciate is that the AG is maximizing the way they are doing the work. Firstly, they used to look at the financials, and then they have moved to management. As much as we are having problems in as far as management issues are concerned, we've been able to get a clean audit or unqualified audit. And I think this is important. And there are other variables that are going to keep coming in so as to ensure that we cover all areas of accountability. And issues of performance agreements also come in here. We have to look into those issues and ensure that our people understand what they are supposed to be doing. But there is something that we are always going to carry on our base. That SAFA was taken foot stood. You know that car that you buy air with air as if. That is what I'm saying. And we have people that are not sophisticated when it comes to the issues of SAFA. And what we're trying to do now is to bring in the ones that are sophisticated, train the others that came in to SAFA. And those that are not trainable, we're not going to send them home. We're going to ensure that they go out and do the work, because there is a lot of work that we have to do as SAFA in terms of mobilization and talking to older persons about people who withdraw their money without any permission, and older persons who borrow money from loan sharks, and older persons who take three federal policies. So we are still going to need these people. We're not going to send them home. And then the second issue is the issue of corruption. Corruption is not within SAFA only. And this is what actually what the chairperson was saying. And this is what disappoints us. Communities also contribute. Because most of the time when we arrest both communities and the officials of the government. And communities are involved in squandering their own money. Previously, people that assist in the truth and everything have been found wanting when it comes to this. And that is why we want it to be organized now. And it's easier to deal with
official. I know that I've just signed more than 50 extradition because we have to act. Our government has said we must fight corruption. And we've been very high on that. And over and above that, we have our team that is dealing with investigation. We have our team that is dealing working together with the MCR to look into the challenges of withdrawal and covering that withdraw money from grant recipients without talking to them or even to us. And some of the issues or things that are happening now are going to be addressed in the new tender because we learned a lot through this tender that was declared invalid. So, again, we've been doing some investigation, working together with the Blacksash and community advice offices and civil society organizations. And we made a pronouncement of our findings. And then immediately thereafter, MCR, I think, took out some of or took certificates of some of the companies that are lending money to all the persons. And then again, is assisting us. And we are in the process of working together with the MCR going to court about this issue because we think our issue is justified. But I must also hasten to say we've seen a loophole in the agreement we signed. SLA we signed with the service provider. But much as we have seen the loophole, we said that we're not going to stop the fight against unscrupulous lenders who've been taking money from the older persons. And the issue of withdrawal from the pension, for instance, what we found out is that some of the older persons don't even have electricity. They don't have even water. And some of the older persons gave the numbers of their grandchildren when they were registered. So when they saying,
I can ask you something before you understand, because I was at the super duper old age home and the payout was being done, it was not just pensioners, it's the whole community from the legacy area. So we're not talking about just elderly people, it's just young people, just grants, childcare grants, all of those things. It wasn't just pensioners. You're talking about pensioners, I don't want you to be forgetting.
The
payout was just for elderly.
Because I thought whether this information is not important for me, but for other members, it's very important. Then it will allow you some time to deal with your specifics. Because generally, you can't talk about pensions and the grants and exclude to one another. It's one thing. Okay, can we continue on the
Thank you, Chairman. I've been using older persons and grant recipients interchangeably. That is what I've been trying to do. But also, I've been stressing on older persons because they are the most robbed in this whole process. And that we do have the evidence. And we know the cases that we're going to fight. And we know the ones that we are not going to fight because others can sacrifice us, we might end up losing the case, others we are very clear, we are going to win the case. Thank you. Or the issue of the counselor.
I think we are going to respond to it.
Before that, Honourable Minister, I think I want to remind or assist Honourable Wilson that you in your question or in your input included the deduction that happened. So I think the minister went to town to say there are going to be court cases that are going to deal with those people who actually, because they are loan sharks, decide not to discuss with SASSA or to agree with any other legal people in agreeing that really, really funds that are given for property can actually be now loaned to an extent that the hunger we are fighting against continues to exist. Let alone end time and other things, but the minister further says, indeed, deductions are done, even if there's no electricity where I am, as if I had bought some electricity. Some people don't even have a cell phone, but they find their money being deducted for end time. I think the minister was overemphasizing on exactly what she pointed out, although she included other categories together with the older person. So we will proceed to the Honourable Mabilo's question on an issue of a counselor. We allow the department to respond to us.
We hear people talking about that rumor,
will make investigations. We will also conduct really an awareness, because we really need a campaign to tell our people that social development is indeed committed to assisting everyone. If you've got a problem, go to social development and explain, rather than saying, because I'm not old, can't get old age grant, because I am no longer at the age of birth giving, therefore I won't have child support grant. Where do I fall? The department has got all the answers, but we must be able to conduct a campaign and say, stop defrauding social development, because you stealing children's food, elderly people's food, while you can afford. The department must make you afford. This thing is just a myth, something that has just come in our society, to see this as something that is not important. We are not attaching the value to those people who would, in other words, go to bed early. So I think we've taken the report, we note it, and we'll allow the law to take its course, and this is one of the things that we might know more as we continue to engage in our oversight role. Is there any other question?
Okay. Millions of streets. quite honest. We're working very hard. We have a leading supply chain management that was appointed in this financial year. She's having to rewrite policies to bring it closer to what we need. We have a better spend of our money when we engage with the supply chain organization. So we are working, but it is a lot. We have like a multinational. Someone in Limpopo, for example, gave a tender to a company who's considered blacklisted by Treasury in terms of what they take, what they haven't paid tax, etc. So it will all come back to the center when you have to do education. The acting CFO and the supply chain manager, I have been on 9 provincial visits. When we sat down with the staff and looked at the issues that have been raised with the auditor and said, what are the corrective actions? The auditor has also said some of the inadequacies and deficiencies within the certain sectors that are very important to us, both finance sector and supply chain, that we should look at those areas and get a better level of trained staff. It is not fruitless, but in sometimes a lack of compliance that we have to correct with urgency. For example, we had things come to me that at the end of the day, I can see they were promoting a company to get the work, but they said no. We get scared, risky. It's a lot of money involved in fact that has to reward things. So sometimes we have to and push and withdraw things. And then you withdraw a tender that you have planned. It's a simple demand plan that you submit to Treasury every year in terms of the supply chain. We don't keep trends with that to get marked down. So it is a context for the growth that SAP is making, and we recognize that we will have to do a lot better this year, and we plan to do it.
Can I also repeat that your secretary is coming to my assistant saying the due date is the 22nd of October. That we will now deliberate on the information that is being tabled to us, debate, and then finalize our report, which will go to the House. So I'm saying we continue reading this document so that when we come to the debate, we cannot easily say you are useless. We will have to substantiate our findings, the findings, etc. Or we will not be saying you have a certain correct, because we will be guided by what is available and how people are able to change the environment in which they are actually operating. Can I get more and speaking clarity on the findings here? Madam Korosi, sorry, honorable member, I forgot that you were waiting. Did you want to continue now?
Yes,
after you.
It is a response to a crisis situation, so it's unlike the other grants that it's awarded for a long period. People need to come to the SASSA offices and apply, and there are certain criteria that they need to meet. Firstly, they have to be a South African citizen, permanent resident, or refugee. They've got to prove that they have insufficient means. Now, the insufficient means is different to the means set for the other grant type. So it really is assessed on a case-by-case basis. So then, the reason for applying for social relief is, for example, if the breadwinner in the family has died within the past 3 months, or if the breadwinner has been admitted to a state institution, like a prison or a psychiatric hospital. If the person is awaiting and has applied for a grant and has been approved, and they're waiting for payment, so it's approved this month, but they're only going to get the money next month, at least it's there to tide them over and put food on the table. If that is the reason that they get social relief, so when they get their grant, they have to pay it back, because in fact they're even for the same period, so it's a double payment. They also can get social relief if they're affected by a disaster. and a lot of our money this year particularly has gone to disaster responses. And then if the catch-all situation is refusal to give disaster relief would cause undue hardship to that family. But as I say, it's dealt with on a case-by-case basis, and it is again, unlike the other grants, in that it is given dependent on the availability of budget. The other grant we give, and we have to find the money, we know it's a constitutional right. Now, although this will come in under a constitutional right, it is dependent on the availability of funds. So it is, and social relief is given. It can be given for a period of 3 months, but it's not an automatic extension for 3 months. The person will get the social relief. They have to be reassessed on a monthly basis to make sure that circumstances have not changed, and then they could get for 3 months. In certain circumstances, it can be extended for a period of another 3 months, depending on the individual situations again. So the kind of social relief that we give includes the program, the 0-100 program that we run together with social development, where we target families with children, generally under the age of 5, but who are food insecure, and that makes a huge part of the social relief program that we do run. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
This has to be in the form of writing on the honourable member's question. Does it have to be a food program? Because what has become now common is that whether there is whatever type of disaster, even a car accident, your relief will be a food program. So it's making us more wiser.
Honourable Chair, sorry, I didn't mean to say that. So for the legislation amount,
I'm sorry, when you're not right, home, you answer that very well. It's the experience that we have, that they just say there's a disaster, then food parcels are delivered, and it ends there. So it's the first time, like Honorable Maxson saying, she hears it for the first time. It is there, but unfortunately, it is always classified under food parcels. So we didn't align the action and how it is implemented with the professional concept that's coming up of that type of a grant.
Honourable Chairperson, thank you. Social relief, it is a program that is run by us, and it's a legislative program. The legislation allows us to give social relief in different forms. Food parcels is just one of the forms, but it is not a food parcel program. It is a social relief program. We can give social relief in the form of food parcels. We can give it in the form of food vouchers, which are then redeemable at certain stores that have a contract with us. And or we can give it in cash or in kind. And that is why we're able to get school uniforms under the social relief program. It really depends on the situation what the response is. When there is a disaster, if somebody has, for example, lost everything, if there's a fire, and they've been relocated, while they are relocating to community facilities, we will go in and out of the social relief program provide things like hot meals or blankets, depending on what's needed and what other organizations are not providing, because we provide a support service where there is a disaster. If the people are now ready to go home, they could be given a food parcel if that's what they need, but they could also be given cash because the need then is to replace even what we can. So it is not a huge amount of money because it is the amount that we're able to give every legislator, but we do try and respond to the situation. So it's certainly not just food parcels. Thank you.
Can you tell something about the
thank you, Honourable Chief Members. The call centre that we currently operate is operated from a central point in Pretoria. It's a 45-seater call centre which is manned by 45 agents and supported by about 5 agents that would do the back office work. Just by example, if I call a call and the call is unable to be dealt with within, say, 20 or 30 seconds, the call is then sent to the back office. So in some cases, maybe to summarize it, we've gone into two municipalities, just to probably give an example, is there are 45 districts, and I think there were 179 municipalities that were targeted, and of course in there were 420 wards. I think for this current year, the target that we've set is about 104 for each quarter. Now in the previous 2013-14 year, we had set a target of about 250 wards, but we had done 1,286 wards. The targets for this financial year are available, and the specific wards and districts that we are targeting, if you probably want to give an example of some of them, like in case in Tikwetwe, Amatuba, in the Zululand area specifically, and to break it down in Zululand, I'll then be able to give you the implementation plan that falls to the areas right at the end of the March, and that is that information that we'll send together. Thank you, Shane.
I think that is adequately responded to all the agreements. I'm here to improve the HIV.
We know that the question of the FRD now are softer. They are going to be hard to what a 2016. We have to take cover every day. But, you know, I think closing down the city and the territory, there is poverty. So we do go to areas like Ekurhuleni, Johannesburg, and Cape Town. And then secondly, this is out of the program that we are running as the department. Cape Town, Metropolis, last economic year, just for disaster, through the municipality, we don't even know where that money goes. They just give us the seat. We take 40 million, and this year we have already paid 40 million. As long as they account, give us a receipt, we just pay them for a disaster in the disaster. You don't have to play politics when there are issues that have aggravating the consequences, and you need to ensure that everyone is sorted out within a short space of time. I don't need to say that.
Very much, Minister. And I released the two members that are requesting to be allowed their treatment sites. But at the same time, please, Honorable Wilson, can you just sit in a few minutes? You can sit where you next to yourself.
Thank you so much for the indulgence, Chair, members, and Minister. Member Wilson, you mentioned on the fact that some of the issue of corruption within those areas where you work, and I'm serving that committee, though I'm not going to spend too much of what we're doing, but the what we've got out of the investigation that you had, there was nothing that was coming from internal on SASA on the discussions. All of the things that we got from the communities is coming from outside. So my request is that through you, Chair, is that if there is something that you have on the things that you got, you need to help us with them, those things as soon as possible. Yes, because we are engaging MCR and we are taking one of the companies to court. So we need to pick up the information that we have, because we might not have that what you have. Diane Daniels is from the SASA side. I think she's the one that will be able to contact you and friends so that you can get that information as soon as possible. Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I have all the evidence and the photographs. I'm quite happy to hand it over for you.
Thank you very much. That's part of our oversight to give the department, because we can have the information. It's them who are to investigate and take the matter forward. Thank you very much for your input, though. Thank you.
Including one of the
earlier but not as a historian. Of all that you said, we are still going to have a special event, 22nd October, to deal with the presentation, ask our questions, debate, and then at the end, come with our report and recommendation. So that's part of the recommendation as to what is the way forward. So I acknowledge we have missed your voice for a few minutes, Honorable Protocol. Please come on board. We'll come back to that amount.
Thank you, Honorable.
We are going to come to a conclusion that what should we do with the information. Definitely we wouldn't serve you of such important information, but let's follow the normal process. There's an argument between what is ruled in favor of honorable Mkosi followed by honorable Mkosi. It was good when we were to stay away from other people. But yes, then this is the basis around you. Okay, so continue.
Thank you.
of internal audits, this is the government issue in terms of the corporate governance. You cannot run an entity without the audit committee, because here it says that not the internal auditor, not the strategic oriented, and so the internal auditor, and it's a very important aspect. So if the internal audit, there's not any fallout plan, one will ask whether it will be the agency that didn't have an audit committee. So the issue of risk, how are they looking at them, if things are like this, these are the things that, why the auditor, the agents are still not asking them to them. And the procurement control, you know, we do have an answer what is that to do with the retailer and the conditional outcome, we cannot ask that. And we welcome the remedy that the same or has touched it on this. But under the human resource, on the vacancy rate, I think one needs to be with that changing this question. Because for us, you know, for SASA to be the position, it eliminates all what has been raised here. And then you will get the capacity and the good people to do the day. You won't have the findings, you won't have the okay. On the issue of IT, we know one of the team codes that we want to talk about sustainability development is the issue of the IT in any department or in private entity. But we are happy that the BTSA has done adopted the framework. SASA will develop a framework and come with a big deal to open the implementation on this. On the first aid on internal driver control, there are most unusual that put in concern, but that is not a financial concern than internal control. You know, people, whether the finance, whether the rent and things, people start and say, and corruption is a corruption. Now because the internal control, you can't say that because you don't understand what the internal control is all about. Issues of financial statement actual, it's not just my side, it's usually by the IT. Maybe one of the recommendations here. SASA is changing the MLP from the AG. All the recommendation of the MLP from the AG will be presented. We're not saying one day here. And we say that they are MLP. Let those MLP, the letter point, start up with them, those recommendations will be with them. Maybe in the data set, you will tell us what has taken that to be able to release it. This is after the MLP recommendation, not your question.
Once we have that report, we will be giving a SASA the target times when to respond to Auditor General's findings, and also to issues that you as honorable members you will be recommending. They will be having time frames as to when we respond. The next speaker, please.
No, thank you, Chair. The first thing is around the now, here what we see is that SASA is a modest system, but if they achieve around 67%. So, at the point of entry, SASA must ensure that they achieve 100% around 67%. The second one is around the recovery day from staff. Only 4% has been recovered. So it will be important that that gives us an update in terms of the mechanical activity to address the challenge of non-recovered pay from staff. This is what I'm interested in. Then the last issue was pertaining to the role of our staff. Staff are fortunate that national your submission is in the amount of 3.1 by 6 feet. It is possible for that, that even if it's not in the university, give us the plan and how the committee, how we plan to actualize this. Last issue is a comment. You see, we don't want to look at things as facing. You see, the perception over the years around public entities in this country is that public entities is not in performing well, etc. Now, we have seen over a period of time that in general, a number of public entities are performing well. And in this regard, we can't take for granted transfer has achieved an unqualified order. It's not a mean feat. So you must recognize that. Okay, the day you are late, the day is offered to you at the same way and the of you, not my team. So therefore we want to say, well done, Professor, well done, Minister, because this is the people under your oversight. But we want to see in the next financial year, unqualified is not any but the fact is that I have received unqualified. These are the things that I have. So, Chair, there's a point that I wanted to make, there's no need to talk about it. There is a certain amount of sweat, there is a certain amount of others. Thank you very much.
We have come to the end of our discussion and questions with regard to SASSA's vote. I must also once again thank the honourable members from all various political parties, honourable people, for participating in this program. It would be a very dull morning day if it would only be us that not asking hard questions. I also want to say to all honourable members from the ruling party that the only way to assist our government to achieve its goals is when we agree to ask hard questions. But still, I want to make a request. It's difficult to read this document. Some of us are not even using them. But even if you are being played, you just say one, you can read two before you reach your destination in preparation, because these are written for us to read and to do something about it. On the part of your department, Honorable Minister, I'm sorry, have led your delegation successfully. And we have had healthy discussions, and we leave no gray areas. You have been able to answer both politically and administratively, as well as the teaching and your entire team. Thank you very much for your input, making our work as people are responsible for oversight to feel that you care. Feel that you want us to work with you. Thank you very much for your openness, and we cannot fail our work by not saying well done for the innocent, well done for the hardworking ones. There is no by yourself here, it's here written, it's not by yourself, not by ourselves, by the agent. Saying to us, this is good work, but there are these matters that you need to work with the department and ensure that they also finalize it and have no other findings. So we can see your strides. When people are honest, you see them when they made their presentations. There was no defense here. People were really saying and answering questions as far as they can afford. Please let us go and read. We meet, we discuss the report. All honourable members will be given an opportunity to express their views insofar as this work is done. Democracy allows us to belong to where we want to belong. but to be honest with our work. I'm very, very excited with the meeting, and I want to bid every one of us a farewell for now, so that we can adjourn. And I want to thank you, the staff of the portfolio committee. Thank you very much. The researcher, the content advisor, and the admin area of the secretary. We have had everything that we are supposed to have. So you did your work very well. You need not be forgotten because you work behind the screen. All of us, thank you very much. And I can we then depart to our various parts. Thank you very much. See you Friday. Please make home with this. Honorable people and honorable members, those that are okay, tell them we need them on Friday. Thank you very much.